Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Where do you come from, Aaron Tippinini?
Here's what I tell everyone.
Now tell us too, would you?
I was born by God's dear grace.
Amen.
In an extraordinary place.
Right. Where would that be?
For the stars and stripes.
Uh-huh.
And the eagle flies.
That'd be the USA. The USA.
It's a big old land.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. Kevin Flynn is here. Happy Monday to you. The Vikings win in epic fashion over the weekend, so you should be in a good mood here. We hope. You're in an exciting mood. You can come see our new studios tomorrow. Looking forward to showing it off, Ken.
Yeah. We have some prizes we're going to be drawing for. And
yeah.
Some food and bev out. And
so all of the What's on Your Mind listeners, welcome tomorrow to join us for an open house, showing off our new studios right here along I-29. Thunder Road is our actual address, right next to Thunder Road, just a tish to the north of Thunder Road and a tish to the south of Border States, along the I-29 corridor. We would be on the west side of I-29 if you're looking to find us. Tomorrow's the big day, and look forward to seeing you. Should be fun. I still am pinching myself over what I saw yesterday in that Vikings game.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah,
wow.
That was unreal.
It's one of those that you just can't, you keep reliving it, because it was so epic, wasn't it?
Some unbelievable no calls, non-calls, you know, and then we still end up squeaking it out. Yeah, it was right, and that interception at the end was just like, I thought for sure. In fine Viking fashion, that Josh Allen would come down and put it in the end zone for the win. You know, but if they got a field goal, then it would have been next person to score wins. They were going for the win, and that interception was unreal. And I don't know where he was throwing it, but hey, glad he threw it to our guy.
The play that I remember the most is the fumble after we had turned it over on downs.
Oh, I know, in the end zone,
in
yeah.
The end zone.
Huge. Eric Kendricks.
Oh, my gosh. You're like, this can't be happening.
I stood next to Eric and got to interview Eric Kendricks. We were down at training camp a few years, 3 years ago, whatever it was. He's like standing next to a 6'2" bowling pin.
Yeah.
I mean, he is like, he's just like, man, I mean, those guys are next level. It's unreal, the shape that they're in. But yeah, that was beautiful.
Yeah, anyway. We can extend.
We'll take 8-1.
We can extend that into Monday a little bit.
16-1 is still in play.
Well, Sunday love. Wow, you think 16-1, you're not going to give them
Oh, yeah, it's still in play. That was about as tough a test as I think we're going to face. On the road in Buffalo? Who knows? We'll see.
Yeah, you could tell how loud it was from watching the game.
A lot of Minnesota fans there, too.
God bless them.
Yeah.
That's right. Don't travel quite as crazy as the University of North Dakota. Hockey faithful, but not bad. Not bad. I have a question today. It's our question of the day, so you can answer throughout the program. You can call us. I'll give you the numbers in a second here. You can text us. What do you want the nominee to be for president in 2024? We've got to start thinking about 2024 here. And, you know, well, this is going to sort out in the coming days whether we have the House, lost the Senate over the weekend. Of course, the runoff will decide in Georgia just how close things are in the Senate. But let's look ahead a little bit. 2024, who do we want the nominee to be? Who's going to be the standard bearer? Who can we get behind? 701 271-1100. It's a local number, 271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Or you can text 701-237-1590. How would you answer that question today, Kev?
Boy, I look at the bench for the Republicans. I don't know. I really like Mike Pompeo. He's got legislative experience. He's got foreign affairs and foreign relations experience. He's Secretary of State. I mean, he's a West Point grad.
First in his class.
Yeah, to me, he kind of stands out. I mean, guys like Tom Cotton got to be in the conversation. You know, Ron DeSantis will obviously probably be in the conversation. I don't know. And a big decider is going to be what Trump says tomorrow.
Who can win?
Yeah, who can win? That's the problem. And the problem with Donald Trump, I heard Jimmy Fallon put it so perfectly. He said, you know, it isn't about the 20% that absolutely love the guy. It's about that cushy middle, that sway voter, the swing voter, the independent. He said, he's just not winning there. So we'll see.
I'll let you answer the phone there, and I am going to tell you about our guest coming up here later this hour. NDSU PhD professor, Department of Agribusiness and Applied Economics, and the director of the Center for Public Choice and Private Enterprise, Dr. Jeremy Jackson, is going to be here. You know, they have a fourth quarter economic forecast for North Dakota. Are we going to buck the trends of some of the things happening nationally? We're going to dig into that a little bit today on the program. Glenn in Fargo wants to weigh in on our question of the day. Go ahead, Glenn.
Well, the first thing I want to do is get rid of Mitch McConnell as the head of the Republican Senate committee. The guy never sent any money to Blake Masters, never sent any money to Laxalt. He cut money to some of the other conservative candidates. And then in Alaska, he promoted the existing senator who votes half the time with the Democrats, and the Republicans in Alaska picked the lady who's currently in the lead up there, but because of their goofy voting system, she may lose anyway. And he never put any money behind her, put money in, and he is more against our country than he is for it. And he has done more to destroy the conservative movement than he has to help it. And he has to go, but the problem is you've got all these senators, including our own, who won't vote against him, and they'll put him back into power, into the leadership. But he is the biggest problem with this last election in the Senate. There wouldn't have been a red wave, but we would have had control of the Senate. And he already stated before the election, well, we're not going to get the Senate anyway. Well, it's because he made sure we didn't.
Yeah, I remember the line he used was talking about poor candidates, too, which is unbelievable, in the middle of a race.
Yeah, I mean, the candidate in Arizona is an excellent candidate.
Oh, is he ever.
Laxalt in Nevada was an excellent candidate.
Yep.
But don't send a dollar to him. Don't send a dollar to him.
And you're talking the Alaska race, you're talking about Lisa Murkowski and Kelly Shabaka.
Yeah.
Both Republicans.
Yeah, and Kelly Shabaka should have won, and she should win.
No, she's going to win. No. She's going
to
win. She's the one that he backed, and Lisa Murkowski got left in the cold.
Well, no, he backed Lisa Murkowski.
He backed Lisa
Murkowski.
Losing.
She's losing right now.
Yeah. He backed Murkowski.
Yeah, but they've got that goofy voting system.
They do.
Yeah.
And
well, that's
it's
true,
like rank voting. It's very bizarre.
Oh, I thought he was back. Okay. Yeah, it's the other way around.
Yeah.
So anyway, I am so fed up with these people that talk about it's what they did with the Tea Party when they came out. There was a big move and a lot of House seats were gained when the Tea Party came out. They did the establishment Republicans did everything in their power to destroy the Tea Party, and they destroyed it. And now you've got people that want to have they see the nonsense that's going on, but they're doing everything in their power to maintain Washington the way it is. And it's just disgusting. And I've called our senators' offices, and you don't get much difference from them either. And it's very frustrating.
Have you got a pick for 2024?
Well, I would, I would like to see DeSantis. But I think that they're going to destroy him too. So Trump at least will stand up against them. So either one of them.
Tomorrow night is the Trump announcement, right? And tomorrow night? Yeah.
Yes.
Appreciate your call, Glenn. Thank you. A DeSantis vote there. We're going to mark you down as a DeSantis vote since that was your first choice. And by text, DeSantis. Here's one, President Trump with DeSantis as VP. All right, I'll keep track of these here. I think that last caller was doing a little rank voting. Did you notice that? DeSantis, but I kind of like Trump. I'm going to put down DeSantis there since it was the first vote. DeSantis Nome ticket, says another listener. Texture says, if the voters were informed, we could run a sack of potatoes against anyone they have on their bench. If the voters were informed. Who should be the 2024 nominee? You weigh in on that next on What's On Your Mind.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming November auctions include nearly 1,000 acres of crop and pasture land in McLean County, 192 acres of cropland in Wells County, 640 acres of cropland in McHenry County near Upham, North Dakota, 320 acres of exceptional crop and hunting land in Ransom County, and 310 acres of crop and pasture land in Barnes County, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions at Piper's.com.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. First and foremost, I want to take a minute just to thank all you wonderful listeners out there from all the calls, texts, all the rapport I've been building with many of you over the past, I don't know how many years, and I want to thank you for your business. We really appreciated that. But more importantly, I'm going to encourage you to look at what we do as a method of saving taxes for your family, keeping your assets private, avoiding guardianship when you're incapacitated so the courts don't control your assets. And that way the family can have a very peaceful, private settlement each and every time. I guarantee it. We put our name on it, we stand behind it, and we're proud to serve the loving citizens of North Dakota with pride. God bless you. God bless your family. 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Online at ndestateservices.com. ndestateservices.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the Freedom Matters USA studios, this is What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Today is the day you get any fresh baked muffin for just 99 cents, and those muffins are really good. You're going to love those for a little snack at some point today. Didn't have time for breakfast? How about a muffin right there at PetroServe USA? And lunchtime today, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, Salisbury Steak, 45th and Fargo, lasagna in Glendon, Swedish meatballs at MP Avenue. Beefy Noodles at 12th Avenue and I-29, Chicken Pot Pie or Pulled Pork, Mac and Cheese, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Tater Tot Hot Dish in Harwood. Home Cook and Grab and Go Convenience, you tell them Scott sent you. Who do you want to be the 2024 nominee? My question of the day. Well, palace intrigue, because we don't know what President Trump is going to say tomorrow in a big announcement. And a lot of the, I guess, uncertainty of what happened in the Tuesday election, even though they're still counting House races, and we got a runoff in the Georgia race. We still don't know who the governor of Arizona is going to be. The percentages that Kari Lake was getting last night were good enough to keep her in the race. That race has not been called yet. Few things, but I'm looking ahead to 2024. Who you want as the nominee? Tell me at 271-1100.
What do you want to bet that Kari Lake loses in Arizona?
I know.
I will bet you that she overwhelmed. The longer it takes, the more odds are that she loses because they, you know.
Well, that's with everything, isn't
have
it?
To count, yeah.
Isn't
that's
it?
With everything.
That's
I
been
guarantee
the whole week,
you.
The whole
she,
week.
Yep. Yep.
The Senate
this
could be in Republican control. No, the Senate goes to Democrats. I think even with the House race, where 212 seats are now solidified for Republicans, 204 for Democrats, you need 218. For a win, you know, don't you kind of hold your breath on that one? Even with a 212-204 lead.
And where are they? Why isn't this decided? Why isn't this done?
It's election week. Might be election month. Might just be. Anyway, trying to look ahead. 2024. Who do you want to be the nominee? Jerry Moorhead, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not sure who I'd want on the nominee just quite yet, but I just find it kind of odd that when reporting of the numbers come in and different counties and different districts have the exact same numbers, I don't think that's a mathematical oddity. I think that's fraud.
Give me an example. I don't know that I've seen anything like that.
Well, there was somebody that posted something out of the state of New York where, like, five or six different counties, he clicked on them and was looking at their totals. And it was like 99% of the ballots, you know, districts reporting or whatever. And all the numbers were the exact same. And, of course, Republicans were losing. But it's like, how in the heck do all the numbers be the same? So
like winning percentages.
I think the only reason Trump won is because Democrats underestimated how many votes he was going to get, and they didn't have enough fake ballots made.
Been saying that
they
for 2 years.
They didn't make that mistake in 2020.
Yep. That's what Mike Lindell said, too. He overwhelmed he flooded the zone.
Kev, see what you find on New York races there. I'm curious. I hadn't found that, but we'll dig into that a little bit. Appreciate the call very much.
Posted it on TikTok, and then it ended up on Facebook, and then it ended up getting taken down, so I don't know if you'll find it or not. But
Well, we should be able to find the New York races.
Like most of the things, if the left finds it's true, they take it down.
All right. Thank you very much. Texter says, I no longer want Trump on the ticket. If Fetterman and Biden can win, does the actual person really matter? I didn't give us a vote on who, but they don't want it. Texter says, Vikings fans are starting to sound like Republicans saying there was going to be a red wave. DeSantis gnome. Trump for Secretary of State. Oh, wouldn't that be fun to watch? Trump is still the best, says another. Republicans and conservatives need to stick together, just like the Democrats do. All right? DeSantis, says another texter. It doesn't matter who the Republicans' nominee is until election integrity is restored by going back to one-day voting. I do agree that we've got to have same-day voting. And this counting forever and... My understanding is the early voting doesn't get counted until Election Day, and that's what they're using as the excuse. So, find another way. Definitely DeSantis, says another texter. South Dakota listener says, Christy Noem, of course you do. Of course you do. She's popular in the VP spot here today. You've got her for the top of the ticket. Another says DeSantis. I don't think Trump is electable. His approval-disapproval rating is minus 12. They've managed to tarnish the Trump brand, I would say, for sure. Texter says Trump deserves a second chance if he wants it. He's paid the price for all the crap he's had to endure. And if you don't like his tweets, tough bounce. Another says Trump. It's a close race here between DeSantis and Trump. We're going to keep this going throughout the program today. You can call us, 701-271-1100, 855-200-1776. You can text us, 701-237-1590, with your answers.
I'm going through the couple different sources for the New York elections. The numbers are very similar in pretty much all of the districts in, 55-9 to 44-1, 54-1 to 45-9, 55-9 to 48-1, but none of them are exactly the same. They're all relatively close, so there's a couple of blowouts. District 5 in New York, this Greg Meeks, 75-2 to 24-8. I mean, there's some blowouts, but nothing that's all the same. They weren't all, but there a lot of them are really close and similar, similar separation. But
perfect. Thanks, Kev.
That's what I found out there.
He dug them up. Another texter says the Democrats and the media will chew up DeSantis and spit him out.
They'll try. I don't think there's a lot. Pretty solid guy, though. I mean, you're not gonna dig up, pornographic film stars that probably slept with the guy, or any of that business, any of that nonsense. I mean, he's a retired Navy JAG officer and attorney. I mean, he's a pretty solid guy. I mean,
well, in his record,
they'll try.
The record in Florida is stellar.
That's what I mean. They'll try. Yeah. I don't think there's a lot there to get. So then they'll march him out of the shadows and out of the woodwork with, whatever accusation that he had 40 years ago or something, who knows what. But, yeah, they'll try for sure.
Please.
They'll try with anybody.
Whoever. Please, 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 Biden the nominee.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He can't hide in the basement this time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
a thing.
Got to be out there.
Yeah.
We're doing the work.
Sound like Fetterman.
Or something. What?
We'll talk the economy when we come back. Don't go away.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Presidents Biden and Xi Jinping of China have met at the G20 summit in Bali, Indonesia, Monday. President Biden.
For us to be able to work together, the United States stands ready to do just that, work with you if that's what you desire.
President Xi Jinping via a translator.
From the initial contact and the establishment of diplomatic relations to today, China and the United States have gone through 50 plus eventful years.
Turkish police have arrested 46 people over the explosion in central Istanbul over the weekend that left at least 8 people dead and 81 others wounded in a shopping area. Those arrested included the bomb suspect that left the package. 8 billion humans are living on the planet, a huge milestone officially projected for Tuesday by the United Nations. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Studios. I'm Scott Hannon. A word about Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. Donating a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call them at 972-PATRIOT, all U.S.-based customer service team, 972-PATRIOT. All right, a boatload more of the tallies on our question of the day. Who do you want to be the 2024 nominee for the Republican Party? We'll pick up on that after our conversation with our next guest, who is Jeremy Jackson, who recently presented a updated Economic Outlook quarterly report at the 2022 State of the Economy virtual conference. Jeremy is the director of the Center for the Study of Public Choice and Private Enterprise, professor of economics at North Dakota State University. Jeremy, thanks for joining us. How are you? Can you hear me, Jeremy?
I can. Am I not on?
You are now. Welcome to the program. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking, and thanks for having me on.
You bet. Excited to hear a little bit about the news for the state of our economy. A lot of guesses, I guess, and different theories about where the economy is going to go nationally. But honestly, we care most about what's happening right here. So. Looking forward to talking to you. Tell us about this North Dakota forecast model you created.
So I created this model right around when the pandemic hit, really to try to get an idea of how the pandemic was affecting our economy and our outlook. But I collect data on a quarterly basis to really analyze what's happening in the North Dakota economy, especially, and with a focus on the major metro areas. But it really is a data-driven approach. So rather than taking my theoretical, presuppositions to it, I really let the data kind of guide what's happening in the forecast itself. And currently, the economy's in a spot that's kind of hard to, it's hard to be a predictor of what's going to happen. And I guess that's always true, but we're kind of, the state as well is kind of sitting in a spot where any number of things could really happen as we move forward.
Interesting. I'm curious, too, by the way, before we look forward and take a look at some of the more recent data, how did we fare economically during the pandemic?
Well, the state definitely benefited from the federal spending that took place. So I think that really helped keep us afloat, especially since we did see some big reductions in our tax collections for a period of time. And I think that was what was worrisome for me. But of course, and you said we'll get to the new data here in a few minutes, but things like tax collections at the moment have really, really come back. So to a large degree, I think that our economy here in North Dakota, and it's partly due to, of course, the good prices that we've had on commodities and energy, have really helped us to not drop off too much.
And we're talking about a state of North Dakota overview here, but focusing also or gathering the data through three large metro areas. That's how you do this, right?
Yes, I gather data for Bismarck, Fargo, and Grand Forks. I've also started including some data from Minneapolis and Minnesota just because we're so close and our economies are intertwined.
All right, so let's talk about quarter four, 2022, and some of the key points. What do you see?
So the main big thing that's going to continue driving us is the thing that I think everybody likes to talk about, at least in the political circles, and it's the labor force. The labor force declined in the third quarter, and how that moves going forward is really going to have an impact on growth in the state. If we look back historically at the data, our economy is growing the most when our labor force is also growing. But we're in a different spot than we were in the 2010s when the economy in North Dakota really grew, in that, you know, we've always had a tight labor market in North Dakota, but right now the labor market is tight everywhere. And so I really think that it's going to require those labor markets elsewhere to loosen up so that we can attract some of that unemployed labor to come work for us here in North Dakota.
And just to put this into layman's terms, when you talk about the labor market being tight, that it slows growth because businesses can't hire the talent they need to do whatever it is they do.
That's absolutely right. And when you look at the data, I mean, North Dakota has some, we're back to those historically low unemployment rates. But in our previous booms, other states have had high unemployment rates when we've had a low unemployment rate. So we were able to hire some workers. But you're absolutely right. If firms can't hire workers to keep their lines running, then they can't produce output.
How about what those that are working are being paid, wages and salaries? How does that number look?
So wages and salaries have been on a steady increase in our state. But again, that's another item that makes it hard for us to recruit workers to our region, in that really wages and salaries have been trending up everywhere. So it's not, you know, for a period of time, it was something that we were able to really compete on, and I think have some really attractive wages that would get people to move here. But at the moment, I don't know that the wage differentials are quite big enough to induce somebody to move to North Dakota.
Specifically Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, how do those metropolitan communities look in the way of overall economy?
Our metropolitan areas are doing really well. And all of the key statistics that you would look at for them, even labor force numbers for the metro areas seem to be largely growing. And to my surprise, housing markets have continued to be actually fairly strong. And of course that's something to continue to watch as well, because rising interest rates are also, you know, leading to higher mortgage rates again. So it'll be interesting to see how that affects our housing markets when we start getting into that spring thaw and into summer.
You mentioned earlier that Minnesota has been added and Minneapolis. Are their numbers tracking the same, or are they different than North Dakota's metropolitan cities?
Yeah, the Minnesota economy in general is on a little bit shakier ground than North Dakota. So their numbers, to me aren't looking quite as good. They've of course had some similar experiences with the movement of their gross state product, just the main statistic on how much the state produces. But their wages and salaries, if I look at the statistics, they haven't been and they're not projected to grow quite as much as they have in North Dakota. And specifically when we look at Minneapolis, though, Minneapolis is doing pretty well. So the state of Minnesota is kind of on a shakier ground than the Minneapolis area itself. They're really looking at similar growth patterns as the North Dakota metropolitan areas.
You talk in your report about the national economy and indicators suggesting a recession may still be coming. How sure are you of that on the national front?
So, I mean, I'm not sure. This is one of the things that I always say. You know, when I looked at the weatherman's forecast, he goes out maybe at most 2 weeks, and we never expect him to be that right. And I, you know, when I do this forecast, I go out, you know, several months, if not a year, into the future, and it's really hard to be right. But there are several things that cause us to have some pause with respect to the national economy. For one, real GDP growth hasn't been, you know, we had two quarters of actually negative growth. This last quarter did report a small amount of growth, which was actually pretty significant. So, I mean, that's good news. But we still have this problem, and actually the latest inflation data, I think, might be alleviating some of the fears. But we still have this problem that, and when I say there's some indicators, one of the main indicators that we look at for what's going to happen kind of in the immediate term is a thing called the yield curve, which looks at the difference between long-term bond rates and short-term bond rates. And when the short-term bond rate is higher than the long-term bond rate, that's a signal that people perceive a lot of risk in the immediate term. And typically that difference, when it goes negative, that's when that short-term rate is higher than the long-term rate. It often predicts a recession that's coming. And that yield curve has been right at a negative value. So that kind of does let us know that there's at least some risk. The way that people are perceiving the short-term risks is indicative that we could be going into a recession. But it doesn't mean it's actually going to happen. It's, you know, I don't have the perfect, my Ouija board's not perfect.
What is quite clear from the overall summary on this report is that there's increasing wages and salaries, low unemployment rate, and a downward dip in the labor force, troubling for a state that needs workers. But the North Dakota outlook continues to do well. So is that a good summary?
It's a pretty good summary. And, I mean, we know it from what our taxes have been, you know, our tax intake has been doing. The fact that we're actually talking about there being more tax relief coming tells you that the economy is not doing bad, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, there's a lot of good news in this, which is interesting. The fourth quarter of 2022, North Dakota quarterly I shouldn't say North Dakota because it's actually for the regional economy, quarterly forecast for the regional economy, but NDSU, Jeremy Jackson, appreciate you very much running us through this today. Thank you for your expertise, and thanks for the time today.
Thanks for having me on.
Fascinating. Director of the Center for the Study of Public Choice and Private Enterprise, Associate Professor of the Department of Agribusiness and Applied Economics, and you have a quarterly report on the North Dakota and regional economy right there. Back to your calls and texts next.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Biden forgot where he was. Did you hear about this?
It's weekly, isn't it? I mean, what's seriously, what's new?
It's nothing new there?
Well, no. He's always wandering around.
He was at the Association of Southeast Asian Nations.
Oh.
A summit. And he thanked the Prime Minister for Colombia for his leadership as chair. And the chair is actually from Cambodia. So,
oh, well,
yeah.
There you go.
Cambodia,
yeah.
Colombia, you know, listen here.
Now that we are back together here in Cambodia, I look forward to building even stronger progress than we've already made. And I want to thank the Prime Minister for Colombia's leadership and the ASEAN chair.
What?
Colombia, ASEAN chair.
Come on. That it sounds happened. Like a guy that's ready to take on 2024. Will you run again? Will he not?
It happened.
No, he'll walk slowly is what he'll do.
This morning he made some announcements as well, and see if you can follow this.
I got hard trouble reading this. Reuters, Netanyahu about Bose.
Ugh. That's embarrassing.
This was his list of who to call.
Yeah,
on.
Of course it was. Yeah. This is embarrassing.
I've been given a list of people to call in. I have trouble reading this. Listen to this. This is the leader of the free world.
I got hard trouble reading this. Reuters, Netanyahu about Bose.
Yeah.
He needs a nap. Crying out loud.
That is the worst. I mean, this is what we're talking about too. This whole thing is scripted. This whole thing is, and he's an actor, and he's a really bad one. And you know it is because
I've been given a list of 10 people that I'm supposed to call on.
And here we go.
Yeah, this was this morning.
I'm happy to take questions, and I'm told there are going to be 4 questioners, but I'm not going to do 10 questions from each questioner.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Make that clear. To
yeah,
outside.
No.
Yeah.
There's a limit here. Yeah.
4 questioners. You got 1 question each.
It's wow.
Couldn't control a thing last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, you're good with that?
Yeah.
Anybody, you're good with that? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Then there's Nancy Pelosi on This Week.
No.
George Snuffleupagus.
Ought to be rich.
Yesterday.
There's the main.
Oh, Nancy, don't stop talking.
That's enough. That's plenty. That's all I needed to hear.
Adjusting her dentures here. Hang on a second.
There's the main event of it all is the presidential. As important as our races are, if we were in Las Vegas, we're the lounge act. There, the presidential is the main event, and this will be a very important election, very dispositive of the direction our country will go in.
Well, she's obviously taking a cue out of the Biden vocabulary book there. If you understood any of that, let me know.
Well, yeah.
That's an applause line.
Yeah, that's an applause line there. People are supposed to be clapping on that one.
What she said is
figure out what she said.
If we were in Las Vegas, we're the lounge act. The presidential is the main event.
The midterms are the lounge. Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
No big deal there. Just lounge act.
Yeah.
You're fired.
Yeah. I have more. I know you're craving some more. What can the Democrats do to heal the nation? Listen to this here.
What is the Democrats' responsibility there? What steps do Democrats need to take to bring the country together?
Well, we have always been taking that step because we honor our oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, and that should be a unifying principle for us. With many of our bills, we worked very hard to make it bipartisan, bipartisan, bipartisan. And while the bills were bipartisan, the votes were not.
Okay, so if you say bipartisan 4 times in 5 seconds, that makes them bipartisan.
Yeah, and the votes don't matter. So clearly not bipartisan, or it wouldn't have had the issues that all of this nonsense has. What a bunch of liars. Just unbelievable.
You're not impressed?
Ugh. I've never been impressed with Nancy Pelosi or her corrupt family or the way she... I mean, you got to know who you're talking about when you talk about that woman.
You think she's crossing her fingers
she
when...
She grew up the daughter of Baltimore politics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, she learned from the best, the smear, the wrap-up smear, all of it. She's the queen of it.
You think she was holding her fingers when she was answering or crossing her fingers?
Yeah. And her toes.
When she was answering
and
this
her eyes.
Question, listen here.
Do you think President Biden should run again?
Yes, I do. I mean, President Biden has been a great president for our country. He has accomplished so much.
You think? Yeah. Accomplished so much.
What?
He's thrilled with him.
What has he accomplished? What's better?
Don't have a follow-up question. Don't have a follow-up question. Come on. Yeah, can't do that.
Yeah, whatever. Fire them all.
Freedom Matters USA brings you the What's on Your Mind program. We're going to take a break, get you some news headlines, and we have a robust debate going on who ought to be the 2024 nominee. So if you want to weigh in on that, text us at 237-1590 or call us. Trump or DeSantis? Let us know what you think.
The big election is over. And America will never be the same. Washington is changing, but the big media is also changing. The rise of Newsmax is making a big difference. Newsmax is the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Every day and night, I tune into Newsmax for the real news I can trust. I watch Rob Schmidt every night. Rob asks the tough questions the media won't. There's also Greta Van Susteren, Eric Bolling, Sean Spicer, and more. Even President Trump says Newsmax is really good. Next week, President Trump will make a really big announcement. Get the latest about Trump's big announcement. Just text the word rally to 39747. Rally to 39747. Find out the details of Trump's announcement and join Newsmax Trump list. Text rally to 39747. Rally 39747. And remember, millions are switching to Newsmax. I did, and you should too. You'll love it.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.